We are already on the second Sunday of Lent, and our gospel today, the Transfiguration of Jesus, the fourth luminous mystery. There are four important questions regarding the gospel. First, what is transfiguration? Transfiguration comes from two words. Trans means change, and figuration means figure, the change of figure. The appearance of Jesus' face was changed. Even his clothing is made radiant. It is the change of the figure of Jesus from human nature to divine nature. The human nature of Jesus, like us, except sin. We are created by God in his own image and likeness. Jesus experienced being hungry, angry, thirsty, sad, and happy. Christ is true man and true God. Second question, when did transfiguration happen? According to tradition, the event took place on Mount Tabor. Mount Tabor is still a holy place. Third question, who are the companions of Jesus during the transfiguration? Jesus leads just three of his disciples, Peter, James, and John, to a high mountain. This is where the transfiguration takes place, in which his appearance was radiantly transformed. And the last question, why Jesus chose Peter, James, and John? Perhaps the reason why Peter, James, and John were chosen to be Jesus' inner circle was that he was making a special effort to prepare these three for the leadership roles they would later occupy in the Universal Church. They were his closest friends. God chose certain people to do his specific work at a specific period. These three men were present with Jesus during special events, being eyewitnesses of Jesus' transfiguration, witnessing Jesus raise Jairus' daughter from the dead, and accompanying him while he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane. Thus, these three witness Jesus' greatest moments of glory and his darkest trials. And there are three important points regarding transfiguration. First point, change. Transfiguration means change. We cannot change from human nature to divine nature. We don't have the capacity to do that. Only God can do that. But we have the capacity to change our shortcomings and bad attitudes. We need radical change. We need to change our heart and mind. We need our heart to be a sacred heart, loving heart, forgiving heart, and humble heart. Tomorrow is too late to change. We need to change now. Change not only for the good, but for the better. Second point of transfiguration, sacrifice. We need to sacrifice. Saint Peter wanted to stay with the glorious moment. He says, Lord, let us build three tents here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. For Peter, no need to sacrifice. You are already in the glory of God. Sometimes you are like Peter. We do not want to sacrifice. There is no glory without the cross. We need to sacrifice. And the last point of transfiguration, listening. We need to listen to God. The voice of God calls the disciples to listen. This is my beloved Son. Listen to him. Go down to the mountain to perform your mission. Listening is different from hearing. In prayer, we need to talk and to listen to God. The transfiguration of Jesus is an event where Jesus is transfigured and becomes radiant in glory. At that point, the prophet Elijah, representing the prophets, and Moses, representing the law, appear, and Jesus begins to talk to them. The transfiguration provides further evidence that Jesus was the divine Son of God. The transfiguration is significant because it was the glorification of the body of Jesus.